Hey everybody, it's your girl Effie Escandalo, all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. But I like to tell my friends that I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Well, at least not my friends, like new acquaintances and shit. Babies, it's been a long time. It's been so long since I have done an episode for my podcast, but you see, my mindset had told me over the past few weeks, baby, you know what? You still have 3 episodes to go for this season. You know what I'm saying? So why don't you do 1 episode in July, another one in August, and you do your final one in September. So babies, there you'll have it right from the horse's mouth. I'm just releasing 1 episode per month for the next 3 months. Then season 2 is going to, you know, go end up, and we'll see what happens with the season 3 and everything ahead. But babies, I am so glad that y'all are tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. It has been a long time. I have missed y'all. It's not that I didn't want to do a podcast. It's just a bitch being so busy, babies. I'm working every day. I'm a working woman now. Now, y'all know a bitch has been working, you know, on the big old live and all that shit. But she got herself a real job. She got herself a real job right now. So that is why I just didn't really get time to, you know, and also thinking of good content, because you don't just want to speak about the same thing over and over again. But without any further ado, let's dive straight into this episode. Now, whether you're laying on your bed listening to me with your earphones, you might even be in your car and have me on the surround sound or stereo, or maybe you're in a grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. And today's episode, baby, we're going back. Remember the last episode I said, boys, can't live with them, can't live without them. I have understood, I have learned that, baby, your podcast, Tea Time with Effie, is mostly on men. Talking about the good, talking about everything, that is what your podcast is around. You know, for as a lifestyle type podcast, you talking about experiences that has happened to you in your past life and passing that knowledge on to the people listening on Tea Time with Effie. So like I said, last time's episode was entitled Boys Can't Live With Them, Can't Live Without Them. Babies, today's episode is X Doesn't Only Mark the Spot. Should I say it again? X does not only mark the spot, babies. Now, y'all know, when we think about X and marking of a spot, you might think about Peter Pan, you know, with that pirate trying to find a golden treasure. It could be any other type of movie where there's some pirates in Pirates of the Caribbean that will have maps with this X's on, going through the jungle and shit, trying to find their treasure. And most of the times, well, at least according to the movies that I watch, it ain't always gold and shit. It's just something that's going to teach you, you know, how to get better, how to better yourself and shit like that. So, yeah, X doesn't only mark the spot. Yes, best believe, like I said, most of the time it's to do with the treasure, finding yourself your treasure. Your X could even, that X could even be you finding a treasure case on the other side of a rainbow. You know what I'm saying, baby? Anything is possible out here. But X also stands for somebody that done came in and out of your life. Maybe to teach you something. Or maybe just to, I don't know, waste your time. Y'all know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it real with y'all today. Everybody does not come into, I don't feel, sometimes I feel like this. I don't feel like everybody comes into your life to teach you a lesson or for you to learn on. Some people just come into your life to waste your motherfucking time. Like, that's how real I'm trying to keep it with y'all. Y'all know what I'm saying? And I'm not a bitter bitch, right? I am not a bitter bitch. Y'all know I am patiently waiting for my man to find me so that I can love on him and he can love on me. But the exes, they make it hard. They make it hard for everybody. And I'm not only talking about ex-boyfriends, ex-husbands, ex-fiancés. I'm also talking about ex-friends. Yeah, I said it, ex-friends. You know, some friends come into your life for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? It might be for whatever reason. But then all of a sudden, y'all just not friends anymore. Y'all have a big fallout and you just like, damn, we're not friends no more. We might be good acquaintances, but we definitely ain't friends no more. Those, I feel like those types of exes are the worst type of exes to have, because most of the time, and I'm generalizing again, most of the time with friends like that, you're really missing, because y'all might have been friends for a long time. And then you can't put up with their shit, they can't put up with your shit no more, and y'all just go your separate ways. That way, it feels like you're losing a sister, you're losing a brother. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who was your ride or die. You know, just not your friend anymore because of something that was said or something that somebody had done to the other one. That's the worst type of exes to have. But I have broken down today's episode into three little topics, babies. And the first chapter, or the first topic, is how does exes impact your trust? The way you trust people, and the way you, or the way you don't trust nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because I know for me, this isn't much of a problem for me. And I thought about it while I was driving home, because it was at Auntie Licious's house for the weekend, you see, babies. And Auntie Licious actually helped me with this topic. So shout out to you, Auntie Licious, aka Nathan Nash. So what I wanted to say is, trust for me, I don't really feel like I have trust issues, because when I meet somebody new, like yesterday, I had met somebody and I probably just looked at them, you know, sized them up and shit before I started talking to them or whatever. And this person had said to me, Effie, you're not talking. Like, I feel like you're not interested in me. And we didn't meet for any sexual reasons. He was just a friend's friend. And I was like, no, baby, I don't know you as yet. So I am just checking the vibe, trying to see the type of person you is, so that I know how to, you know, be around you. Because that's the type of person, I don't like going blind into no situations, baby. I am old. Okay, I'm not old. But I am learned in, you know, in life for everything that I have gone through for these past few years that I have been alive. But I'm just not the type of person to go in blind or meeting somebody and just start having a fat conversation. No, baby, that don't work for me. I first gonna have to look at you, see what the type of person you is, so that I know which sides of me I can open up to you about. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't just be meeting people, spilling all your tea on their ankles and shit, burning their shit. So, like I said, so trust issues isn't really a problem for me. I go into a new relationship or friendship with an open mind. I give you time. I see what the type of person you is, and it's up to you to prove me wrong. That's the type of bitch I am. It's up to you to prove me wrong, because when I give you the benefit of the doubt, baby, best believe I let all inhibitions go. I let all inhibitions go. Now, it might take me some time to let all my inhibitions go, because the bitch still got a bit of a wall up. Y'all know what I'm saying? Sometimes I still got a bit of a wall up, but that does not mean that I am not going to treat you the best way that I possibly can. That's at least a promise that I can give to anybody that's trying to get with me. So, But on the other hand, some people really struggle, right? Some people really, really struggle. Because especially if you have been in a relationship with somebody for many years and you find out that that person has betrayed your trust, either by cheating, lying, doing anything crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, in that sense, like, some people really struggle. Like, their walls go up all the way around their ass, like a fucking igloo or something, and they just can't allow people to go in. They just let people in to arm's length. Nothing closer, baby. Mm-mm. Stay your ass away from me. Get away from me. Because we don't know each other like that. You know what I'm saying? So for some people, it's really difficult to trust somebody after their trust has been betrayed in the past. But all I can say is, babies, when you know that you wanna, you know, allow somebody into your life, at least from my perspective, I'd say, I'm not saying go in and trust them all the same, but use my technique of, you know what, baby, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong, because then I'm gonna know if you was worth my time or if you was not. As simple as that, honeys. Mm-hmm. Let them prove you wrong. Give them all the positive traits. Think of them in the most beautiful way. Even though you might see stuff, you might not even see anything crazy in the beginning. You just look at them as a little baby that was just born to sweet and so loving and kind, and you wait for them to prove you wrong. Now, that is not you manifesting that that person's going to be crazy, but it's just you allowing yourself that amount of space in your heart to be able to deal when you find out that the person is not who they pretended to be when you first met. Babies, I feel like I'm going a little bit deep with this shit, but I hope y'all don't mind. Like I said, I've been by On Delicious for the weekend, so it's been a time. Let me just say, it's been a time. So let's, without further ado, go into the second chapter. And that one is called The Fear of Being Hurt. Now, y'all know this is a little, some people would say empty, but that's exactly the same as not trusting somebody. But for me, I don't feel like it's the same. On some aspects, at least, I'm sure there are many similarities and shit, but some people, now this is why I say it's not the same. Some people, like, some people might have trust issues, but they will be able to go into a friendship or a relationship and they will be able to give that person the benefit of the doubt. You know, like I said, give them time to prove themselves wrong. Others might have been hurt in such a way by that ex that unfortunately marked a nasty spot. Some people might be hurt so much that they build up this fear of being hurt and they don't allow nobody inside. Nobody inside. They will grow old, might maybe just have a little kitty cat or something, always angry, always miserable, don't allow anybody inside, always got their guard up. It's difficult to, you know, dive into their soul and speak to their spirit because their guard is up so much because they are trying to get hurt by you, whether you just an acquaintance trying to become a friend trying to become a lover, or a total stranger trying to become a lover. These people just have these guards up, and it's really unfortunate because I understand that you're protecting your heart, because y'all know that's the organ that be keeping us alive, and it comes with so much emotions, and sometimes you can even say that it comes with so much baggage and shit. But like, we have to find a way. I know in my spirit that there is a way to go through any highway or byway. Y'all know what I'm saying? Sometimes things happen in our life just to make us stronger. It doesn't mean that we need to become Iron Man and put a bar around our heart, not allowing anybody inside. But we should at least give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what more I can say for somebody who might be listening to this and be thinking like, Effie, you done hit the nail on the spot. After he done hurt me, I ain't trying to get with no man. I don't want no woman. I just keep the people in my life that was in my life before him. I keep them close by, but ain't nobody else gonna come up in here and mess with my peace. Y'all know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like y'all always heard in season one, go and listen to some of the podcasts of Dr. Caroline Leaf. She gives some good advice on how to, you know, deal with past traumas and shit. So, yeah, that's the one thing I could say. And I could also say download the app called Headspace. There's quite a few meditations you can listen to on there. You also got your, what do you call it? Sleep music that you can listen to. Babies, when I tell you the sleep music in the nighttime, I put my phone on the Headspace. I go to the sleep radio and I select on rain music. Babies, I put my earphones in and it sounds like I am in the rain. Like it's raining outside, but it's a beautiful storm. And babies, when I tell you, I have never slept like that in a long time. Let's just say a long time. You're like, oh, I don't know what it does, but it's doing the things. So yeah, that was chapter 2, Fear of Being Hurt. Some people really have a fear. They build up this wall and ain't nobody gonna come up inside of there and mess with their peace. Now, the last topic I want to talk about, babies, this is something that I literally, when this happened, I was like, shit. 2 strikes in 1 week? Really? You gonna do me like that? Yeah, babies, this topic is called debt. Past debt resurfacing after years have gone by. Yes, baby, y'all heard. I'm talking about financial problems climbing back into the surface after many years. Now, y'all, let me spill some tea. Y'all know the guy that I was, engaged with and shit. So in South Africa at the moment, it is tax season, so everybody's doing their tax returns and shit. And so I go to Payton's house. Y'all remember Payton, my drag mom. I go to Payton's house, stay there for about a week or so. I said, her baby, I'm gonna need you to do my tax return for me. She went on to the thing because Payton is guru when it comes to the tax returns. So she go on to, she log in, everything is fine. And she says to me, bitch, you ain't got nothing for 2021 as yet. When did they do your tax last year? She checks and she says, okay, it's the end of the month, right? And she's like, okay, they did it for you automatically last year. They'll maybe do it again for your ass this year. So you wait until the end of the month. I said, no problem, baby. She says, Effie, what the hell is this? You didn't claim no tax for 2012? I said, baby, 2012. But then how did I claim tax for last year and the year before and all those other years if I had not completed the 2012 tax return? Payton says, baby, I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is, but while we're here, we might as well have a look at it. So we go into this tax certificate, going through all my shit. Everything is correct. And then they say, you have had a car. How many cars have you had at this time? And it's marked as 2, right? And I'm like, bitch, I never had a car. So I want to put it on 0. They say to me, no, baby, you had a car in 2012. You cannot say 0. I was like, what? So I'm like, okay, just put it, just use 1 since they want to use 0. And we're continuing and Payton completes the thing. Luckily, I didn't owe them shit. So I say to her, she says to me, Effie, you had a car in 2012? I said, baby, I never had no car in 2012. You know what I'm saying? I used to drive my mama's car in 2008 and 9, or maybe 7 and 8. But I never had a car of myself in my own goddamn name. Payton says to me, bitch, You remember your ex-fiance had bought him a car? I said, yes. She said, girl, even though y'all wasn't married, because in South Africa, if you live with somebody for 5 years or more, you are in a civil union. So with the fact that y'all was in a civil union, y'all was living together and shit, that means half of that car was yours. I said, bitch, you talking crazy. You trying to tell me that this tax and really did this civil union thingy with me and my ex? Y'all baby's ex really mark a spot. I didn't even know that I owned a car, but because of this, let's not say flaw in the system, but because of this thing that the system has of the civil union shit, yeah, babies, I owned half of a car. Citroen, mind you. But anywho, so that was the first knock, and I was just like I couldn't understand. Why? Why did it say that I, you know, had a car or whatever? 2 days later, I go on to my credit ratings. Check on my credit ratings and shit. Go on to Experian, and it says to me, girl, you still got debt of 2013. I said, debt of 2013? What the hell are you talking about? And I see for what it is. I'm like, bitch, this is for a contract I done took out for that same ex who gave me a car just a few days ago. I'm like, how this contract still open? So it means to say I gotta pay this coins? Because the one I understand because that was my contract. You know what I'm saying? But the other one I opened for his ass because he didn't have no credit rating. You know what I'm saying? So because I'm a good person like that, I was like, you know what? I'll take out the contract for your ass. You just pay me the money every month, you know, for the debit order. And that's the way it went until eventually it stopped. And here it comes back after so many years, putting a blockage on my credit rating because it's going off as a missing payment every time. So I go on to the website, the where this contract is on, and I'm trying to see, okay, because I want to pay it off in 2 months. Y'all know what I'm saying? And I go on there and it says, no, Effie, you don't owe anything. So I'm like, okay, hold up. So the credit bureau tried to tell me that I owe this money, but the company itself, who's supposed to be suing me or whatever, they say I don't owe them shit. So what the hell is going on? Y'all know what I'm saying? X really doesn't mark the spot, babies. It doesn't only mark the spot. It comes with so much shit that you might have thought you had forgotten about, but it will peek its head up through a hole like a motherfucking Diglett or Doug Trio and let you know, bitch, you forgot about me, but I didn't forget about your ass. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to D-Time with Effie. I really had a good time recording this podcast for y'all. Like I said the last time, even though I'm not recording an episode per week, I really realize when I do a podcast how much I really still love doing this, because it's just me giving you pages out of my diary. You know what I'm saying? It's literally me giving you pages out of my diary. But I thank y'all so much for tuning in. I love y'all. I still see the numbers going up. So keep on listening. Keep on telling your friends about Effie from Cape Town, aka Atlanta, Georgia. And so whether you was laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might have been in your car and heard me on the stereo, or in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.